forces loyal to Syria's government are bombing a rebel province. It's the last major rebel-held province, Idlib, if you look on a map of Syria, which I'm doing right now. It's up near the border with Turkey. Negotiations last week to prevent this assault failed, leaving millions of civilians possibly in the path of the offensive. NPR's Ruth Sherlock has covered the Syrian war for years. She's in Beirut. Hi, Ruth.
Hi, Steve.
How has this offensive unfolded?
Well, in the past week, there's been an intensification of shelling and airstrikes on the southern fringes of this province, on towns and villages. And people, as you say, are afraid that this could be a prelude to a full-scale attack. Local medical workers and activists say a hospital was amongst the sites hit. And medical points have been hit so frequently in the Syrian war, this isn't a new thing, that now some people are treating civilians in clinics they've set up in caves. We reached out to Karima Hamida, who's this older lady who lives in Kafr Zeta, one of the towns that's been targeted in recent days. So here she's saying the bombs are falling on civilians. She and others are trying to cram into underground shelters or flee the town. But one of the major problems here is, where should these people go?
And the sheer number of people who would need shelter. I'm thinking there must not only be many residents of Idlib, there must be people who have fled Bashar al-Assad's government from elsewhere in the country who are trying to take shelter there.
Exactly. About more than a million people have fled. So they're saying that there's now, the United Nations says there's about 3 million people living in this area. These people, a lot of these people have lost everything. You know, they've fled several times, moving from other parts of the country. And now they're pressing up against this border with Turkey. They live in camps in open fields. Turkey's already hosting 3.5 million refugees, and they say, we can't open our borders. So these people are trapped there.
I guess this would explain why Turkey was one of the countries that tried to prevent this offensive.
That's right. Turkey is very heavily invested in this area. It funds rebel groups in the area. It has troops there, and it's very concerned about the potential humanitarian catastrophe here and the spillover from that. So it's been trying to take these talks on with Russia and Iran, those allies of the Syrian government. They've tried to reach a ceasefire deal, but so far that hasn't happened. But talks are continuing. So as I said, they've beefed up their defences inside this area. And there's growing calls to try to stop this. You know, there's many ways that this offensive could play out. It's not necessarily a given that this will happen in the terrible way that people are saying it could. The UN has been unequivocal, saying if it does happen, it could be the worst humanitarian catastrophe of the 21st century.
Wow. Which is saying something, seeing the history that we've lived through the last few years. What, if anything, is the United States' role?
Well, President Trump has warned the Assad regime not to recklessly attack Idlib. But in terms of action, the US has struck an agreement with Britain and France. They're saying that they would punish any use of chemical weapons by the Syrian government. Chemical weapons, chlorine gas, has been used several times in Idlib. But people we've spoken to say, you know, that's not the major problem. It's terrifying. But the majority of people are dying in conventional bombing. And at the moment, there doesn't seem to be a plan for that. So at the moment, the focus really rests on what agreement, if any, can be struck between Turkey and Assad's ally, Russia?
NPR's Ruth Sherlock, thanks.
Thank you.